City Councilor Josh Matlow's motion to protect what little agency the city has over the Ontario Place land deal passes at City Council this week. The motion asks for a status update on all city activities related to the Therma Spa project. This request was put to the city manager, and with its approval, Paul Johnson shall return to council in May after consulting with the city solicitor and other relevant divisions. Deputy Mayor Ozma Malik seconded the motion this week. At City Hall on Thursday, our station spoke with Councillor Matlow to ask why, after years of backlash, he's taking a stance on Ontario Place now.
Well, I brought a motion to City Council that's going to be heard today to have Toronto finally take the stand that I would have liked to see Toronto take a long time ago. And the New York Times bombshell article, I think, gave us an opportunity to demonstrate that not only is the private spa on public waterfront a bad idea, but it may not even happen. And the only thing that's worse than a private spa there is to have Ontario Place remain a derelict wasteland full of construction hoarding for many years to come. Doug Ford's government expropriated 16 acres of Toronto land to enable his private deal with a private spa company. If that project may not actually happen, I think we should be demanding our land back. And I think we should be putting up every roadblock possible to get in the way of this secret 95-year lease.
The new report from the New York Times investigation found the company exaggerated its success to land its deal with the province. With an international spotlight now on the province's agreement with the European spa company, Ontario Premier Doug Ford is once again under the microscope. Now, Ford was quick to defend the process that was used to select the company when the story came out last week. Here's a clip from that press conference.
I just want to double and triple check the contract.
Matlow says it's not too late for the province to back out of the deal.
You know, when Doug Ford was caught red-handed in his Greenbelt scandal, there was enough public pressure to see him capitulate and pull back. So I hope he recognizes that what he's done with Therma is not only an embarrassment to his government, but the wrong thing for the people of Ontario. And I'm hoping that through putting a spotlight on the fiasco that he created, more people in Toronto and across our province will speak up.
The motion passed 19-2 with only Councillor Vincent Crisanti and Stephen Holliday voting against the item. While the city can influence the deal's direction through planning processes, public engagement, and advocacy efforts, the provincial government will have the final say in the end. The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. I'm Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.